So we're on Yud Dalet Ahmed Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Katina. Rav Katina said, Afilu b'shas kishloina shel Yerushalayim, even at the time of the downfall of the tripping of Yerushalayim, lo posku mehem bali amonu. There were still faithful people. Shinema, ki yitpois ish ba'ochiv, when a person will grab his friend, beis avi, from his father's house. Simla, be a garment, l'chot kotzin, be our captain, he's given a job, be a captain, tielonu for us. So, Tavarim shebnei adom mischasim kasimla, so things that people cover themselves like a jacket, is basically, is Torah. People normally hide it under the jacket, don't tell people about how much they know. Yeshnam techos yidecha, you have those. But mechshel azos, and also this mechshel azos. What is this mechshel azos? My mechshel azos. Devarim she'ein b'nei adam oimdim aleihem, things that people don't stand upon them, but basically don't understand them. Elohim came nechshel b'hem, unless he stumbled on them. That's Torah. Yeshnam techos yidechos. So people don't understand it until you get it wrong a couple of times, then you get it right. Yisab yomahu leimoy is going to. This is the next pasuk. Lo eichovish. I'm not going to be a leader. But veisi eilechem. There's no bread. But in simla, and there's not a garment. Lo tisimuni kotzim am. You shouldn't make me a leader of the nation. So yisab. I'm explaining the pasuk. Yisab ein yisab el loshen shavua. Is making a shavua. Shenema lo tisab as a shem elokecha. Means don't make a false oath. Yeah. Lo eichovish. I'm not going to be a leader. Meaning. Alluding to lo ha'isi mechoish ve'beis midrash. I was never bound in the base of midrash. I didn't learn. Yeah, ve'beisi a lechem ve'in simla. There isn't in my house lechem or simla. She'en v'yadi lo mikra. I don't have any Torah shebichsav v'lo mishnah and no mishnayos v'lo talmud no gemara. Basically, they asked him to be a leader because he has lots of Torah, and he says I don't know any Torah. So you see over there, he told the truth, even though it was the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, but Dilma Shani also, maybe it's different over there. The Omalu. If you wouldn't say to them, Gemina, I learned Omri Lay, they're going to say it back to him. So, hey, well, so give us a Shia. Oh, but we don't know the Gemara says no, because he could have got out of it still. He could have a Lay, the main Mar Gom of a Shokach. He could have said, I forgot. So he could have lied. My Lay Chovesh, what does it mean? I won't lie. I won't be a leader. Or Chovesh means I never was in the base of Midrash at all. So basically, he could have said, I knew Torah at one time and I forgot it, but he said, I never ever learned Torah. So you see, he was truthful. Now we've got a kasha. Ini v'amarava lo harav Yerushalayim, adja poskim yoni bali amona. Yerushalayim was already destroyed when the people who were faithful and truthful stopped from it. Shinema, shuitsu, Yerushalayim, go out in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, uru na, and see, u. And no, a big show and request, but over said it's streets. Kim Tim Tzu Ish, you're going to find a real guy in Yish Oise Mishpat, if he's going to do Nishpat. Okay? Mivakesh and Murava Eslachla. And somebody who seeks out truth, and then I will forgive it. And Hashem didn't forgive it, he destroyed Yishalayim. So you see over there that there weren't any truthful people. That's the Gemara. Lo Kasha, Habit of Torah. That's talking about Divrei Torah. That's talking about business. But did we have Torah, have people with Torah? They can be truthful about that. But when it comes to money, b'masa matan, lo havu, they weren't truthful. Tana Rabban, Maisa, Rabban, Yochanan, Zakkai. So there's a story with Rabbi Yochanan, Zakkai. He was the Rebbe. Okay. We're on Yud Dalad Ahmed Beis. And there was Shahai Roichev, he was going in his donkey, Allah Hamor. Vahayam Halich Baderach, and he was going on the way. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Mechama Akarav, was going after him. So Amaloi, Rabbi, he said to his Rabbi, Shonali Peru Chabu Maiz Makova, teach me about Maiz Makova. Amaloi, Lokach Shaniti Lochem, his Rabbi said, Lobe Maiz Makova Yochid, you don't teach it alone. Elohim Kane, Hayachokam, made me die, unless he understands. Basically, he's pushing him off. So the Talmud said, Amaloi, Rabbi, Tarshini Lomel of Anecha, allow me to say before you, Dovah Echad Shilimid Tani, that you taught me. So Amaloi, the Rebbe said, Amosu say. So, Miyad, Yorad, Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mi'al Hamor. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai got down from his donkey, and his Atef, and he got, put his talit around his head, the Yoshev Al Eben Achatachas Azayas, and he sat on an olive tree, on a stone under an olive tree. Amaloi, Rebbe, so his Talmud said to him, Rebbe, Ma, Yurata Mialachamor, why did you get off the donkey? Is it possible that you're saying about Mezikova, Shechina Imanu, and the Shechina is with us, and Malach Hasharis, and the Lavin Oysanu, and the heavenly angels are accompanying us, and I'm going to go on the Chamor? Okay, Miyad Pasach Reliz Menarach, Mezikova. He started his Drasha, but the Talmud, but Dorash, and he made a Drasha, but Yard, and Hman Shemaim, and fire came from the heavens, the Sivva Kolin Illinois, Shemasana, and all of the trees got surrounded by fire, but Pischu, Kulon, and all the trees started singing. Va'amru Shira, Ma Shira Amru. What Shira did they sing? They sung the following: Hallelujah Hashem Min Haaretz, praise Hashem from the ground. Tinnim Shigayim V'Kol Tovos in the dance. Eight Pri V'Kol Arazim. So you see over here, these the fruit trees and the cedar trees. Haluka, praising Hashem. Na Malach Min Eish, a Malach answered from the Eish. Va'amru, Hey Ma'aseh Mekava, you hit the nail on the head. That is the Ma'aseh Mekava. Amad Rabbi Yechon and Zakai V'Nashku Al Roshay. He kissed his hand on the head. Va'amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shenosan Ben Abraham. This is a great descendant of Abraham Avinu. She Yudei Lahavin. He knows them to understand. Lacho investigate. The literature make a drasha. The Ma'aseh Mekava. Yesh Na Doreish something to give a nice drasha. But Ein Na Mekayim. But they don't really fulfill it so well. There's some people Na Mekayim fulfill it well. But Ein Na Doreish. But don't give a good drasha. Ato, however, you Na Doreish. You give a good drasha. But Na Mekayim. And you keep it as well. Ashrecho, Avram Avinu, happy to Avram Avinu, Shalaza, Ben Arach, Yotze Michal Atzecha, came out from your, was your descendant, from your loins. Because Shinemru, Devarim, Lifnei, Rabbi Yeshua. When this incident was said before Rabbi Yeshua, Hayahu, Rabbi Yosi, Koed, Mahalka, Vidarach, they were going on the way. Amru, Af Anu, they just provided some cover, and said, let's do that also. So Pasuk, Rabbi Yeshua, Vidarash, Rabbi Yeshua started, and made a drasha of Oysa Yom, but took up his Tamas, it was in the midsummer. Hayah, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'obim. Suddenly there's clouds in the sky. V'nira Kabina Keshes Ba'anon. And there's seen a rainbow in the clouds. V'hayu Malach Yesharis Miskabsin. The angels were gathering together. Uboim L'shmot. And coming to hear. K'bnei Adam, like people. Shemiskabsin gathering together. Uboim L'rois. They come to see. V'mazmuti Chosin V'kala. In the, like, the shtick. The chosin that they do for the chosin V'kala. Holoch Rabbi Yosi Cohen. After this event. V'sipet V'varim L'rabi Yerucham and Zaki. Went and told the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, Ashreichem, happy are you, but Ashrei Yol Teichem, and happy the people who bore you. Ashrei Einai, happy are my eyes, Shekachru, thusly we saw, but Afani, me, but Atem, and you guys, but Choyl me in my dream, Mesubim, who inclined Hainu Al Harsinai. But Nosra Lid Abaskol, the Minishamayim, and Abaskol said about the Minishamayim, Olu Lakan, come up here, Olu Lakan. Track them down the great palaces, and mattresses and beds are laid out for you. Atem, you, and your students, muzumanim, you're ordered, you're invited, lechash shlishis, to the third group in their own shemaim. That's the end of the brisa. Now the brisa asks a question on this brisa. Ine, is that really true? By the time you've got a brisa, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer, the following. Shlosh hartzois, there are three speeches about Ma'aseh Mekava. And these are them. Rabbi Yeshua was the beginning of the first one. Hitzo Devarim Lifnei Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. He gave a drasha in front of his Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. And Rabbi Kiva also gave a drasha. Hitzo Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua in front of his Rabbi Yeshua. And Chanani Ben Chalchinoi also gave a drasha in Masmei Kova. Hitzo Lifnei Rabbi Kiva in front of Rabbi Kiva. End of Raisa. Ve'ilo Rabbi Lezman Arach Lechoshim. And it doesn't here account for Rabbi Elazar Arach. And we said in the previous price that Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach gave a drasha in the Ma'aseh Kubai Kovah. So why is he not in the list? So as the Gemara, to get into this list over here in the second price, the Artsi V'Artu Kamei Kachoshim. If he spoke and in front of somebody else and other people spoke in front of him, Kachoshim. That's how you get into this price over here. The Artsi, if he spoke, the Lo Artu Kamei, but no one spoke before him like Elazar Ben Arach, Lo Kachoshim. You know, he doesn't get into the price. I ask the Gemara, the third one on the list, Chananya ben Chachinoi, he spoke, but no one spoke before him, but he got on the list, so what's going on? So that's the Gemara. But no, he's different. To Artsu Mia, come in the man to Artsi. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoi, even though he didn't speak before, no one spoke before him, he spoke before Rabbi Akiva, who had spoke before other people. So that's how we get in the list. Tana Rabbanan, there's a brisa. Oh, but Nichnasu Lepanzi, the four people went into the Shemaim through the use of a shame. We call it the Pardes over there. But these are them. Ben Azai 1, Ben Zoma 2, Acha 3, and Rabbi Kiva 4. Amalem Rabbi Kiva. He said to them, "Atem megim etzel avnei shayish torah." When you get to the stones of marble which are look clear, al tohu, don't say my man. Isn't that water? Mishum shenema, because it says doivrei shekarin lo ikon neged einai. The people who speak falsehood shall not be able to stand before my eyes. Don't say sheker over there. So Ben Azai hits it. Ben Azai looked towards the Shechina. Amazed, and he died. All across the Moimah today from Halil, Yoko Be'eni Hashem. It's hard in the eyes of Hashem. Hamavsa L'chasidav, the death to his saintly ones. And that was talking about Ben Azai. Ben Zoma hates it. Ben Zoma looked, peaked. Benifka went crazy. But all across the Moimah, it says about him, the Vashmat Tarsa, if you find honey, Achol Deyecho, eat what you sufficient amount. But don't eat too much. Pen tisbe'en, perhaps you're going to get over-satiated, the haka asto, and you're going to vomit it up. Acha, what happened to him? He was destructive in the orchard, and he cut down sapling trees. Rebbe Kiva, Yotzeh v'shalom. He went out in peace. Shalom ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma a halachic question. Some people say when he was in Shemayim, Maho la'sumusi kalba. Is it permissible to castrate a dog? Amalehem, he said, it says in the Pasuk of Art Tachem Lo Sa'asu, and this is talking about korbanos, that you can't have a castrated animal as a korban, it's a mum. Even though a dog cannot be a korban, or even the money of a dog can't be for a korban, nevertheless, it says, Kol Shavar Tachem Lo Sa'asu, any animal that is in your land, you cannot castrate. Even in Chutzlach, you're not supposed to do it either. Shalu es Ben Zoma, they asked Ben Zoma, Basula, Shibra, what's the halacha with a virgin who was pregnant? Sounds a bit of a contradiction. Ma'olakon Godel, she says she's a virgin, even though she's pregnant. Mi'chashin v'lo Shmuel, all we consider about Shmuel, which we're going to see, the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yochel ani libol, I can have related to the woman, kamabitlos, many times, below dam, and even though she's a virgin, is going to maneuver and is not going to puncture the basulin, that blood sac over there. So therefore she could appear like a virgin, even though she's not. So maybe she's not a virgin. But Eid or Dilma, or perhaps Shmuel is not Shechicha. So if she has this, the Basulim, this thing that indicates she's a virgin there, even though she's pregnant, we're going to say that she actually is a virgin. So Amalu Shmuel said Amalu, Ben Zoma said to them, Shmuel or Shech. Most people are not expert. Shmuel was a doctor. He knew how to do this kind of thing. But Chai Shinim were concerned, Shema, about Ambata Ibra, maybe she came impregnated while she was in a hot bath that a man had been in before and had left over some semen in there. Shmuel said, "Kol shich v'zera sheni yorachets, any semen that does not shoot out like an arrow in him as ra'as doesn't have the ability to impregnate." So that's the Gemara. Mikara nami yorachichets haver. Now, see, this when it went was ejected into the bathwater, it was like an arrow, so therefore it has the power to impregnate her after. Tana Rabbanan, there was a brisa, Maisa b'Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya. Okay, Shahaya Oymed al Gabi Ma'ala Harabais. It was basically by the Beis Hamikdash over there. Baro'u Ben Zoma. And Ben Zoma saw Rabbi Yeshua. Below Amar Befanav. And Ben Zoma did not stand up for Rabbi Yeshua. So Amar says Rabbi Yeshua, Loi, Me'ain ala'ain, from where and to where are you going, Ben Zoma? Like, you seem distracted. Amar Loi, he says, it's so far easy. I was looking, between the upper waters and the lower waters. And you should know, the gap between them, the breadth of three fingers. Bilvav, Shinema, I'll prove to you, the Ruach Elokim and the Spirit of Hashem, Merachetes, was hovering al Pnei Hamayim, upon the waters. Kiyoina, it's like a yoina, a dove, Shemerachetes, Abonel, it's hovering over its children, and doesn't touch them. Okay, that's what he told Ben Zoma. So Amar Lahem, he quoted Rabbi Yeshua said to his Talmidov, to his students, and then Ben Zoma, of course, Ben Zoma is still out, he's out to lunch. Michdi Ruach Elokim Rechafes Al Penei Amayim. That passage that Ben Zoma quoted, which day, Amas Habi, which day was on, B'yom Arishon, that was on the first day of creation. Havdolah, splitting between the upper and lower waters, B'yom Sheni, was only on to happen on Yom Sheni, so how could he bring a ride from that? The Havai Dechsev, Vayhi Mavdil Ben Maim Lamaim, was on the second day. The Kama, so how much actually is the gap? It's not three finger breadths. So Amar Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Kumloi Nima, it's like a hair's breadth. Kumloi Nima, a hair's breadth. For Rabbanon, Amri, Ki Guda the Gamla. It's like the plank of the bridge, like the gap between the one plank of the bridge and the other. So it's a very small gap. Mazutra of Isema Rav Asi, Amar, Ketrei, like two gleamy garments, to precede that are spread out, had the one over the other. Basically, the gap between one garment on top of the other. Very small. But in reality, some people say Ketrei, like two, Kasi, two cups, The schipi had a pushed together the gap between them, so it's a small gap. So now back to Acha. What happened to Acha? Acha was kitzes benetios. He was cutting down trees in the orchard. Right. A lot of across the Ramah, it says about him, Altitain espicho lahachti espasarecho. You should not allow your mouth to make your flesh to sin, which we're going to see. Mahi, what was the incident? Because he's chazot metetron. Acha, whilst he was in the Shemayim, saw metetron, this angel, the is yahava that was given lay ushusa to this angel, lemisav, to sit down, lemichtav, in order to write, zechusa, the merits, the Israel, the Israel. So, Acha said, I'm a gemirna, we know, I've got a transmission to the Marla lo, heavy yeshiva. In Shemayim, people don't sit down. Lo sach was not only competition, but lo, or have no backs and necks, but lo, if we know it's tired, shemachos v'sholom, shem v'shus, perhaps this is like, kavayachol, hashom, another god. Hey. So that's kefiro of in Shemayim, it's not good. Afgul, anyway, they were upset with Metetron, the heavenly court, and they struck him, b'shit in pulsed in Ura, in 60 fire blasts. Amrulay, they said to Metetron, my time, Chazite, when you saw Acha, look, comes come in. Why didn't get up before him? Because it basically created this negative thing that Acha did this kefira in Shemayim. So, anyway, so it was Is Yaiva Lay Rishusa was given special permission to Metetron, Lemimchach Zuchuse to Acha, so it's some divine retribution to Acha, that they should be able to wipe out his Zuchuyot. Yot to Baskol came and said, "V'omru shuvu v'adam shuvim, return wayward children." Chutz mi Acha, with the exception of Acha, there's no hope for you. Omar says Acha commented, "Hoil v'itrid how gavra mi how alma sinners, he's been taken away from that world. He's been disturbed from that world, meaning Olam Haba. Lipok will go out lehes hanitav hana b'hai alma in this world olmazeh. Nafak Acha, he went out l'tarbus ra to evil pastimes." Nafak, he went out, Ashka Chazoni, found a prostitute. Tell about he hired her. Yeah, Amrulay, she said to him, Lav Elisha ben Avuya at, aren't you the great rabbi Elisha ben Avuya at? So, to prove or not, he says, okay, he uprooted a pugla, a radish from a mishra, from a radish patch, the Shabbos, the Yodla, and he gave it to her. So, Amrulay, she commented, oh, Acha, obviously this Michal Shabbos is not the rabbi. That's how he got the name Acha. Shal Acha, as we met. Now, Acha Yotzim Tobas Ra. He asked Rabbi Meir, who used to follow him around, a question after we went after Derech. Amalei Maidichsi, what is Pshat in the Pasuk? Gam Ezelu Mazeh, Asu Elokim. Hashem created this corresponding or across from this, Hashem did. So Amalei, Rabbi Meir said, Kol Moshe Baruch Hashem, everything that Hashem created, brought, look at Egel, he did something that's similar to it. Brah Harim, he created mountains. Brah Gibros, he created hills. Brah Yomim, he created seas. Brah Naros, he also created rivers. So Acha said to him, I'm alone, Rabbi Kiva Rabachi, Rabbi Kiva, you're ready. Lo Omar Kach, he didn't say that as Pshat and Pasuk. Ela Brah Tzadikim, he created Tzadikim, and Brah Rashaim, and he also created Rashaim. Brah Gan Eden, he created heaven. Brah Gehenom, he created hell. Kol echad v'echad. Each person yesh lo shnei cholchon has two portions. Echad began Eden. There's a plot in Gan Eden. Ve'echad begehenom. In there's a plot in Gehenom. For bechira, zochat tzadik. When the tzadik is righteous, not a chelcho, he takes his lot in Gan Eden. Ve'chelcho chaveru, and he takes his acquaintances, who's the rushers, put plot. For Gan Eden, nischayev rusher. The rusher becomes chayev. Not El Chelkoi, who takes his plot in hell, but Chel Chavero in Gehenom, and also the Tzaddik's one who doesn't need it in Gehenom. So Amar Rav Mishashi, says Mishashi, Mikra, where is the source for this? Yari Tzadikim Kseed, it's written, Lechein Ba'art Tzom, in their land, right, is referring to Olam Haba. Mishnah means double. Yerusha, they will inherit in the future, Olam Haba. Gabi Mishashi Kseed, Mishnah, also double, Shivron, Breaking. Okay. Shal Acha, Asa Rimeh. Another question that Acha, Asa Rimeh, Acha, she got to be Tabas Ra, after we went off the Derech. Ma'adich Si, what does it mean? Yo, lo ye'arechenu, it can't be used to evaluate it, Zab and Zuchukis. You can't use gold and glass to evaluate Torah. It's Torah's too valuable. The Tumorah Sot, and it can't be exchanged, Klizab. Even with golden vessels, you can't exchange Torah for even golden vessels. So, Amal Lod, very nice, this is Pshat. Eil Divrei Torah, right, this is talking about Divrei Torah, she cash in the hard liknoison, kli zab, kli paz. The very expensive, to acquire one, like golden vessels, However, the noichin, the easy la'abdon, to destroy them, to lose them, if you, right, like you can forget, because it's like easy to break. So Amaloi says, Rabbi Akiva Rabach, lo amokach. Your Rebbe didn't say it like that. Elamar kli zuchuchis this pshat. Just as the kli zuchuchis, and kli zuchuchis, that golden and glass vessels, afal pish, shenishbru, even though somebody accidentally dropped them. Yesh lehem tekona, you can melt them down, you can fix them. Af tamad achomim, afal shavish sarach, even though it became soiled, yesh lehem tekona, it can be fixed also. Rabbi Meir jumps in. Afaloi, Amaloi, he said to him, Avatar, Chayz Bechos, you also, you should do tshuva. So Amaloi, Acha said to him, Kavar Shabbat, I already heard after the heavenly curtain, tshuva, Vodim Shoivim, Chutz Miach, no help. Tanavon, Brisa, Maisa Miach, it was a Maisa with Acha, Shai Roich of Alasus, he was going on a horse, for Shabbos, which you're not supposed to do, Vayar Rabbi Meir, Mahalich Acharav, Milmot Torah, Mipiv. But Rabbi Meir was going after him to learn Torah. Amaloi, Acha said to him, Meir, Chazor, Lacharav, go back. Shkavashi Arti, I've already measured the ikvei susi with the hooves of my horse, ab count chum Shabbos. Until here is the border of Shabbos, you can't go any further. So Rabbi Meir jumps in and says, Amalei, atar choyze v'chal, you should also do tshuva. Amalei, he says, Acha, v'lo kvash, amati v'chal, did I tell you, kvash amati machle apagod after the having curtain, shuvu v'orim, shuvu v'in, go back with the children, chutz m'acha. Takfei, Rabbi Meir forced him, v'ayel l'vei v'nishosh, took him to base Midrash, let's give him some Torah. Amalei the Yanuka. Oh, Acha says, I'm going to prove to him that there's no hope for me. So Acha said to Yanuka, which is like a possibly Pesukach, tell me of the possibly you're learning, which is kind of like a bit of a Nebuah. So the child replied to Amalei, Ein Shalom Amah Hashem L'Rushayim. There is no peace for the Rushayim. There's no hope for Acha. But Meir didn't give up. I only make an Ishtachris. He took him to another base Knesset. Amalei Yanuka, Acha said to the kid, possibly Pesukach, tell me the possibly you're learning. Amalei, Ki'im. Tichabsi v'nesa, if you're going to wash yourself, you're going to wash in Nessa, cleaning agent, the Tarbilach Boris, and you're even doing lots of this other cleaning agent, Boris, nichtam, it's a ketam, it's a stain, avonech, your sin, lefonai, before me, says Hashem. Da'ainu, there's no hope. Ailei, the Beit Kedisha Chlisi, so we talk about another, Beit Knesset, Amalei, Yanuka, like I said, the kid, possibly, because we can't tell me this pasuk, Amalei, Ba'at Shudud, you are plundered. Martasi, what are you going to do? Ki silbashi shoni, if you're going to wear scarlet, ki tadi adizav, you're going to basically don golden jewelry. Ki sikri b'fuch hinaich, you're going to wear eyeshadow on, run your eyes. L'shav, for naught, tis yapi, you're going to beautify yourself, the goyim, there's no hope. So Eile, the Beit Kedisha Chlisi, he took him to a fourth one. Ad the Eile, the place of Beit Kedisha, until he took him to a total of 13 shuls. Kulu, poskule, ki hai gabna, all of them said that in the same vein. No hope. The bastard, the last one. Amalei pasukli pasukich. He said to the child, "Tell me your pasuk." Amalei. The kid said to him the following pasuk: "Ulurasha Amar Elokim." To the evil one, he said, "Hashem said, Mar lechol sapechu chay. Why do you bother saying my Torah?" The goyma. Hayunuka have megamim lishde. That child had a speech impediment. Ishtama kamada Amalei. It sounded as when he said saying the pasuk. The first instead of sounding like the word Russia, he said Ulisha. He's speaking directly to Achaev, he's getting personal. Amar Elokim, basically, Elisha, Hashem doesn't want to hear your Torah. He could Amri, this got, the Sakina happened to be Adai, happened to have a knife with him, Bukhari, and he chopped up the kid, Vishadre, and he sent him the Talese Vekanishti to these 13, shuls. The Ikad Amri, some people say, Amar, Acha has commented, have a Biyadi Sakina, if I had a knife in my hand, have a Karale, I would have torn you up into pieces. When Acha came to the time of his when he died, Omri, he said in the Shemaim, we can't really send him to hell. We can't bring him to the world to come. We can't bring him to hell. We can't judge him. Mishum Osak, because he learned Torah. And you can't bring him to the world above. Mishum Dechotah, because he sinned. Amr Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, Mutov Ladaine, it's better that you should be judged and go to hell. Elias, and then eventually, Al-Madassi is going to come to the world to come. So, Rabbi Meir said, Masai Amos, when I die, Ba'el Asher Mikivro, I'm going to make smoke come from the grave of Acha to show that he's going to hell. For a tikkun. Ki nach nashe de Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, a solid kutra Mikivro de Acha, and smoke came from the grave of Acha. Amma, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Gevurta, Rabbi Yochanan commented, is it a great thing, mighty thing, Lemikle to burn Rabbi, his Rabbi? Chad Haba, there was one,
being honor amongst us. The low matzilin, we're not able to re'atzui to see him. In Akita, says Rabbi Yochanan, if I will grab him by my hand, man merami, who's going to like take him away, lay man from me? So Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Masa Amos, when I die, ba'achave asher l'kivro, I'm going to put out the smoke from the grave of Acha. Ki nafshei to Rabbi Yochanan when he actually died. Pasuk kutra, the smoke stopped l'kivri Acha from the grave of Acha. So possibly how it's done. This eulogized Rabbi Yochanan. He said the following: even the Shomer Pesach, even the guard of Gehinom, Lo Omad, was not able to stand before you to stop you. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yochanan. Be so shall Acha, the daughter of Acha, asked you to come to Rebbe. This is later on, after Acha had died, and she came in front of Rebbe. Amalei, she said to him, Rebbe Parasini, please, I need food. So Amalei, back me out. This is who you're the daughter of. So Amalei, Bita shall Acha, Ani. I'm the daughter of Acha. So Amalei, a dying nation is Zorah Boilam. There's still his descendants in this world. The Hag Steve is in the Apostle. Lo Yininlo, there's no descendant to him. Lo Nechadamo, and not a grandchild. But in Sorid, and there's no remnants, the Gurov, in his, where he lives. So Amrullah, she said to him, Zachor the Torah, son. You should remember his Torah, but I'll take school in Amasa, forget about his deeds. Miyad, immediately, Yarda, Eish, Minashamayim, came fire from the heavens, the Sichra, Sasho, Shal Rebbe, and it singed the chair of Rebbe. Bochor Rebbe, Rebbe cried, Vama, Mama, Misagim, the people who are negatively associated with the Torah, this is this is what happens, is the reaction with Shmayim. Mishtabchim, the people who are positively associated with the Torah, who keep it. Al Chaskam of Kama, don't start with them. It's dangerous. Ask the Gemara, which what we wanted to know. Rebbe Mehechi Goma Torah in Pomade Acha. How did Rebbe Meh learn Torah from Acha? Vama, Rabbi Varav, Ganab, Riechanan. Maidichsi, what's it says in the Pasuk? Keep Sif say that the lips of a Kohen, Yishmu Das, will guard the Das, the knowledge, the Torah, and the Torah you've actually people. The Torah you should ask from his mouth. Ki Maloch, because he's an angel of Hashem, to the Kohen of Hosu. Comment on this Pasuk. In Doima Rav, if the Rav is like a Maloch, like an angel, Hashem to the Kohen, you've actually Torah people, then you should be your Rebbe. But in Lab, if not, I'll leave out your Torah people. Don't learn from him. Go find a new Rebbe. So how did Acha learn from Rabbi Meir of Acha? So Amarish Lokish, Rabbi Meir Kro Ashkach. Rabbi Meir had a posuk. The Dorash Midrash Rasha. It says the following. Heit Oznich, incline your ear, Ushmar Divrei Chachamim, and listen to the words of the Chachamim. Okay? V'libich Toshe Ledaiti. And your heart you should place to my intent. So Ledaitim Lo Ne'emar. The last one of the what which you quoted, it didn't say to bear intent. Ela daiti to Hashem's intent. Meaning you can learn Torah but focus on Hashem's intent. Rabbi Chanina Amar HaMeach, from this passage. Shema bas ur'i. Listen, daughter, and look and see. Bahati and incline oznech your ear to the Torah. Ushachi, however, you should forget Ameich, your nation, uvez avich, and the house of your father. So listen to the Torah and ignore the deeds. Anyway, ask the Gemara, Kosher Kriyadidi. Well, there's a contradiction in the Pasuk, basically. Does the Rebbe have to be like a Malach or not? So, look, Kasher, not a Kasher. Have a God. If a person's mature and older, then he can learn from somebody who's not, you haven't got the best needles. Have a cotton. But if someone's a young child there, or immature, he has to learn from someone who's like a Malach. Ki Asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omri Barava, he quoted the same Eretz Yisrael, where he met Ochal, he ate Techila, the external part of the fruit, the Shada Shichla, and he threw the pit Labora to the outside. They took the good and left the bad. Dorish Rabba, Rabba made a drasha. Maidichsi, what does it mean in the Pasuk? El Gidas of Egois, to the garden of the nut trees, Yorati, I went down, live always to see the Ebay in the shoots of the Anachal, of the brook, the Goyna. So, Lama Nim Shulu Tabarechon Le Egois. Why Tabarechon compared to a nut, or Lonelchot, to tell you, Ma Egois, just like a nut, Zer Avopishim Mundo Chlach Petit, even though it gets dropped in the dirt, it would throw in an excrement, its contents are not don't become disgusting, even though he got involved in bad things, ain Torah so the Torah within him in essence does not become soiled. Ashkei Rabba Vashila Leelio Amalei my ka ovid akadosh baruch hu. Okay, so Rabba Vashila asked Leelio and Ovid, what's Hashem doing now? Amalei, he said to him, Eliyahu Navi said, "Kama shmaitim pomi dukulu bom." He's saying, Torah learnings from the mouths of all the Rabbanan. However, umipume the Rebbe Meir, from the mouth of Rebbe Meir, look Omar. He's not quoting. Shem's not quoting Rebbe Meir. Amalei. He says, Amalei. Amai. So he said, Mishum, because Gomash Masim from Acha. He's not quoting Rebbe Meir because he learned from Acha. So Amalei, Amalei, Amai. Why not? Rebbe Meir, Rimamotso. He found a pomegranate. Torichot Okol. He ate the content. Klipa Sloy Zorak. And the external part he threw away. The body threw away. Oh, says Amalei. Oh, another. Hashtag Omar. Now Hashem accepted your Taina. And Hashem's learning from saying name of Rebbe Meir. Meir Bani, Meir my son, or Meir the following. When a person is in pain, it's a person who's hanging because he did a veira. Shechina Malosh Meres. What does the Shechina say? Kalani literally means it's light upon me, but it really means heavy. Miroshi, as if to say Shem's heavy, head is heavier upon him. Kalani Mizroi, his arm is heavy on him. His handiwork is heavier upon him. Im kach, if that's the case, the Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzta'er, Hashem is in pain, al domam shel rishoyim shenishbach, on the blood of evil people that it got spilled, that they're dying, they're in pain. Kal v'choyim ha'olam also, al domam shel tzadikim shenishbach, on the spilled blood of tzadikim, Hashem's in pain. Ashkei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel found Rabbi Yehuda to tell him it was leaning be'ivra on the bolt, the dasha, of a door. Because v'chi, he was crying. Okay, Amalei, says Shmuel, yeah, Shinano, Rabbi Yehuda, a sharp one, and Michael Bachis, what are you crying about? So Amalei, Muzutra, is it small? Maidichsi, what is written? Behu, with regards to them, Barabonon, with regards to the Rabbonon that went off the Derech, we'll quote the same passage, we'll explain it, we quote, Aye Sofer, Aye Shoikel, Aye Sofer's Migdolim, so breaking up the passage, Aye Sofer, where is the counter? Shahayu Sofer, called Osir Shabasura, that these Rabbonon that went off the Derech were counting all the letters in the Torah. Aye Shoikel, where's the Shoikel? What happened to him? Shem Shoikelim Kalim Bechamurim. They were weighing against the light things and the heavy things of the Torah. Aye Sofes Migdolim, they were the, what's that mean? It literally means they were counting the towers. Shahayu Shoinim, they were learning like Mishnayas, Shaloshim was 300, Halachas, the Migla Parach Bavi, with regards to a flying cupboard in the air that's going over something tummy. Does it basically stop the thing, contents becoming tummy? But Amar Rabbi Ami, says Rabbi Ami, Tolos Meir Boy, they had 300 questions, Bo, they asked Doyeg, who was a big Rav, at the time of Shaw went off the Derech, and actually Tofel was in the time of Dodemelech, who was a big Rav who went off the Derech. But Migla Parach Ba'avi, with regards to this complicated thing about the flying cupboard. But Tanan, and it says in Sanhedrin, Gimel Lochim, the Abba Hedrin, there were the three kings and four laymen, meaning not kings, they don't have a plot whatsoever. And that is two of the four are Doeg v'Achi Toifel. So there was huge Tamani Chachomim, and they don't have a Chelit L'Amabah. So it finishes off Rabbi Yehuda. Onon, Martel B'Yolon, what's going to be with us? There's no hope. So says Shmuel to him, no, Shinina, sharp one, Tina Haisa B'Libam. No, they had, those rabbis had unpure intent. It was spilled from their hearts. So that's why the Torah didn't help them. So ask the Gemara, Acha Mai, what was with Acha? Why did his Torah not help him? So answer the Gemara, Zema Yavoni, was Greek tunes, Lo Pasuk Mepumi, did not stop from his mouth, even at the time of destruction when they said certain things they should refrain from listening to certain music. He carried on. Omru Olav Al Acha, they said about Acha, and Bashar Shihaya Oyme Vase Midrash, when he got out of, going up from Shul, Harbis Sifri Mini, many books of Apicursus, Noishu Mecheiko would fall out of his lap. Shal Nimas Agardi, Ezra Bimeh. Nimas Agardi asked Ezra Bimeh, Kol Omar, any wool, Dunochis Liur, goes down into the dying kettle. Solik, when it comes out, does the dye affect it? I mean, does Torah help? So Amalei, he said to him, Kol Manda Havi Noki, anyone who was clean, Agav Ime, which a young lamb came out of his mother and his wool was still unsullied, Solik, the dye will affect him. So basically, if somebody who has Yerushalayim, goes before his deeds, right, then, or for his Torah, then it will affect him. Called the Lord, have a knocky, I got an email, but somebody who's not clean up account of his mother, Lo Salik, basically, this lamb's been around the world, not such a young lamb anymore, and his fur's all dirty, then the diet will not affect him. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, Allah v'shalom, v'yara v'shalom. Okay, we're gonna save this bit, I think, we're gonna stop here, about Rabbi Akiva.